Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, talking Titans, and it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in former Titans general manager and co-host of Jared and the GM, Floyd Reese, sponsored by Sealmaster, keeping your parking lots looking brand new. Floyd, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
You guys got the highly paid producer this morning.
Yeah,
huh?
We did. We're bringing out the big guns. The big guns are here.
Where'd they go?
Floyd, look, it's like the Titans fans have gotten an early Halloween gift, a haunted house, whatever you want to call it, on the third down defense. It's been atrocious. They're giving up third down conversions at a 60% clip, which right now is far and away an NFL record, at least back to 1991. What are you seeing on third down defensively right now for the Titans, and how in the world do you go about fixing it if you're this coaching staff?
You know, I think I'm seeing the same thing, actually, that I've seen the last few weeks, you know, which is they're caught in a lurch. You know, they can't get enough pass rush, and they don't have the speed on the corner to be able to cover these guys. And what's happening is they get frustrated and you know, we'll call a blitz or do something to try to change the tempo. And then the receiver, like last week, catches a little 9-yard hook and virtually walks into the end zone with it. You know, then you're saying to yourself, wow, I wish I hadn't a blitz. Maybe it would have taken them another play or two. And maybe we get a tip ball. Maybe we get a fumble. Maybe we get a penalty, something that helps us. But you get so frustrated at the fact that you can't stop them that, you know, you go to desperate measures, and unfortunately for us, too often it's cost us points.
You know, that brings up stats, Floyd, to me. Like, do you value that particular stat? What stats do you value the most when you're like evaluating a defense? I think obviously points, right?
But going away points.
But what about like third down red zone? Like what stats when you're trying to assess a defense do you find more important?
Well, points obviously are the big one. You know, time of possession, third down, all of those kinds of things affect the defense from the standpoint that, you know, they're on the field. They're, you know, it's like the first drive of last week. You know, it was like 17 plays or something. You know, they just little 5, 6, 7 yards at a time, just keep it moving, keep it going. Well, that whole time the defense is out there trying to stop them and really not all that effective at it, as we've seen. And by the time they're finished with that series, you know, they're just about done for the half. Yeah, they're pooped. And if you go out like we did, you go out there and you go 3 and out, and then they turn right around, they're back on the field again. And so the pass rush you're hoping to get is tired, especially I think if you look at the number of outside linebackers we've kept on the roster the last little bit, and we've only got, you know, we had 3, I think, this week, and then Clowney goes down for a while. Now you're playing with 2 guys. You know, they're playing every snap, and it's like the snowball. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And until, you know, we get some speed on the field, and I keep using Adoree only because he's a fast guy, and one guy is not going to change the total outlook. I'm not saying that at all. But what it does as a defensive play caller is it gives you options. You know, your confidence in being able to run 5 or 6 guys at the quarterback and play man for man, you feel much better about, because you know you have speed. Doesn't mean they won't get beat, but they're not just going to line up and run past your guy. And that's kind of where we are now. You know, we're scared to death. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, our young rookie corner's going to be out for a while. So there goes more speed, you know. So now who goes on the field? We don't know, but whoever goes on the field is not a top flight corner. And so it's just a little bit more of the same.
Former Titans general manager and co-host of Jared and the GM, Floyd Reese, on the line with us, sponsored by Sealmaster. Obviously, Floyd, a big loss in Taylor Lewan. What did you make of the offensive line's performance against Pittsburgh without Taylor in there?
You know, I think it was a good combination of the coaches doing what they had to do And that's, you know, they had to chip. They had to do some things to help the tackles. But all in all, I think especially in the latter part of the game, they really did a pretty good job. You know, I mean, Tannehill wasn't getting crushed. And I think because of that, you know, you look at it and gain confidence, as they will. You know, if you can line up and play against Pittsburgh's rush guys, then you can probably play against most rush guys. And maybe, you know, you don't need as much help. You don't need as much tight end on my side, chipping, doing those kinds of things, because we saw, you know, the production, particularly with the tight ends, this week was way, way down compared to where, you know, where it has been. And part of the reason is because they're in there, you know, helping with the protection. Gets them out real, real slow. By that time, the ball's probably already gone.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, because I agree, it seemed like Sombrello did a good job. They did help him for sure. I mean, I think they helped both of them at times. That's a heck of a front to deal with. But you just hit it there, Floyd. You've got to take resources away from something if you're going to devote them somewhere else. And then, you know, I guess just realistically, you're probably looking at, you know, another drive or two a game that either a holding or a sack that maybe you don't have if you have Terrell Lewan on the field. So what do you think the overall impact moving forward is? Do you think this offense can maintain or be close to the production it's had this year without Lewan?
You know, you can't. You really can't replace an all-pro left tackle. We know that. That being said, can we get Sombrello in there and him play well enough to where we can, you know, go ahead and at least operate as an offense? Yeah. You know, are you going to be as good as you were before? I think we'd have to stretch a little bit to say, yeah, we probably will be.
Floyd, obviously a big game on Sunday from A.J. Brown, and I want to get your thoughts on this because your eye for talent is obviously much higher than mine. When you see A.J. Brown where he is now and what you think he could be as he continues to move forward here, what does that look like to you? Like, what do you think his potential is once he fully realizes it?
You know, I mean, I would have to think he's, you know, a legitimate guy. I mean, I think he's approaching being – I mean, he's obviously our number one guy, but, you know, when you talk about the league, I think you can look at him and say, okay, he's approaching there. You know, he's closing in on it. You know, supremely talented guy, as we know, outstanding running with the ball. You know, when somebody's chasing him, he's faster than you think he is. And so all of that is good. But, I mean, he's played big in some big games. And let's face it, when you're playing Pittsburgh, your stars have to come out. You know, the guys that are good players have to show because their good players are going to show. And I think AJ was one of those guys that did indeed show. You know, we kept saying, okay, we know they're going to be close. We know coverage is going to be tight. We know they're going to be knocking down a lot of balls and they're going to be playing rat coverage where they've got a safety in there, you know, looking for the inside routes, all those kinds of things. But if you could just break a tackle, then you've got a chance to maybe go the distance. And that's what he did. He didn't break a tackle, but, you know, he got himself open. They got the ball to him. He had a little bit of space. Turned on the Jets and outran their defense.
And then after the game, you know, A.J. Brown, we just actually played his comment earlier, Floyd, but he talked about maybe the benefit of a loss, you know, that maybe this will be good for the Titans, you know, to, I guess, I don't know, wake them up or something like that. Do you buy that at all?
Maybe a little bit. I think what it forces you to do is to go back and really evaluate. You know, maybe you evaluate where you were, where you are, where you need to be a little bit more. And subconsciously, you probably overlook a thing or two along the way if you're 5-0, you know, simply because you say, well, that's not exactly where I'm, but we're 5-0, so it's okay. So maybe it forces you to go back and look at that and say, okay, I didn't like it last week. You know, I didn't like it the week before. I don't like it now. Let's get it fixed. And, you know, maybe there's a little bit of that. You know, my gut feeling is you know, this staff, I think, is and with Mike at the helm is pretty good at, you know, if you see a problem, get it fixed now. We don't want to sit on this problem for 4 weeks, let it get out of control, then all of a sudden say, oh, we got to fix that, because it's probably too late then.
Floyd, last thing for you here. You mentioned earlier, you know, not only just on third down, but the defense as a whole, the pass rush isn't getting there. And right now the speed in the secondary just isn't where it needs to be. From a coaching perspective, how do you go about addressing that? How frustrating is that to try to put together some plans that can work to try to help that and mitigate those circumstances as best you can?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real problem simply because the things that you know you need to do, you probably can't do. You know, you say, okay, my pass rush isn't getting there. How do I help it? Well, I got to bring an extra guy or an extra two guys. Well, you can do that, but now you're playing man for man. And, you know, if you're down another corner and you've got a guy in there that is not a speed guy, now how are you going to cover, you know, like this week, Cincinnati's got some receivers now. You know, they've got legitimate receivers, guys that are big and can run. And can you cover those guys? So what happens, I think, is it draws you back and you turn into, you know, the old zone coaches. It was always be patient, let them make a mistake. You know, let them throw a tip ball, let them get a holding penalty, let them do something along the way to give us a chance to get our breaks. And the truth is, in the first half of the game last week, as poorly as we played on defense, we had two fumbles out, we didn't get either one, and I think there were three tipped balls that we didn't get. You know, well, the old zone coach would say, okay, if we could have gotten one or two of those, it would have completely changed the game. Well, when we got in the second half, we started getting those. You know, the tipped passes we came up with and consequently looked better on defense solely because of the turnovers, not because we were playing third down better, not because we were getting a better rush, not because we were playing coverage better, but those tipped balls and you being able to come up with the turnover are really, really big when you use that kind of a philosophy.
That's a great point. Former Titans GM and co-host of Jared and the GM, Floyd Reese, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, sponsored by Sealmaster. Floyd, great stuff as always, my man. We appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Have a great day, guys.
Absolutely. That's a great point. I mean, I think when he's bringing that up there, it wasn't anything really dramatically different they did in the second half. They just started capitalizing on some of those tip balls and turnovers. And then all of a sudden the numbers look a little bit better.
Yeah. Oh, no question. You know, the last one, that was great coverage by Jayon Brown.
It was.
That was a great all-around play. But, yeah, it's hard to count on the, you know, the tip at the line and catch them. But if you get those, that often has a lot to do with outcome of football games.
When we come back, what sort of damage did Ryan Tannehill's MVP case from a league perspective take on Sunday? We'll debate that on the other side. Make sure you're with us on Saturday, November 14th, to support Stars by running, walking, or boogieing for the Nashville Striders 20th annual Shelby Bottoms Boogie 15K and 5K run walk powered by Enterprise Rental Car. This event is perfect for the avid runner as well as the casual jogger, and it's on the certified course in the heart of Shelby Bottoms Park. You can also show your support and participate virtually. That's up to you. That's Saturday, November 14th for the Nashville Striders Shelby Bottoms Boogie to benefit Stars and powered by Enterprise Rental Car. For more information, please visit starsnashville.org. That's starsnashville.org. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.